Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Time to decorate your house with your iPhone and your iPad.
And I'm going to show you how to decorate your holiday missives.
Plus, if you don't like Apple Pay, I have another way you can pay with your iPhone.
It's all coming up next on iOS Today. iOS Today is brought to you by Blue Bottle Coffee. Get fresh, high-quality, delicious coffee delivered right to your door. Visit BlueBottleCoffee.com/iOS today for $10 off your first coffee subscription order. And by 23andMe.com. Now through December 26th, get up to $50 off every 23andMe DNA kit. Give the ultimate personalized gift by going to 23andMe.com/twit. And by Rocket Mortgage from Quicken Loans. Home plays a big role in your life. That's why Quicken Loans created Rocket Mortgage. It lets you apply simply and understand the entire mortgage process fully so you can be confident you're getting the right mortgage for you. Get started at rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. Making Oprah. Hello and welcome to iOS Today. Leo Laporte on the left.
Megan Maroney on your other left.
Yes, it depends. Well, this is stage left.
Yes.
But you're screen left.
Right.
So there are two lefts.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't make it right.
No, nothing on this show is going to make it right. What do we talk about? iPhones, iPads, Apple Watches, Apple TV.
That's it. And then our own personal life story.
Yeah, we might talk a little bit about that, so be prepared.
I like how we've decorated the TV. See, we've got holly all around it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know holly is a parasite?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's sucking the life out of our monitor right now.
Huh. I did know that there are a lot of tiny little bugs in Christmas trees.
I didn't want to know that.
Won't infect your house.
That's why we use a plastic tree. Ah, there's one right now. So we have decorated for today's show because today's show is about...
decorating. But
that's
not just
amazing.
For the holidays. I mean, some people don't like to decorate for the holidays. I, of course, do.
We decorate for every holiday.
Yeah.
We decorate for President's Day. We love to decorate for the holidays.
You don't decorate for President's Day.
Sure we do. We got a bust of Abe Lincoln we put up on the mail.
So last year I got one of those things that spray lights all over your house, like lasers.
By the way,
you've seen those, right?
A correction. Holly is not a parasite. It's a bush. Mistletoe is a parasite.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about Holly, your old friend Holly.
Broccoli is a parasite. Yeah, she was a parasite.
She was.
Sucked the life right out of me. So... tell me again what you were about to say before I rudely interrupted.
I got one of those things that shoots lasers at your house in all different
colors. No, yes,
you
did. I remember. Yeah. Are you going to do that?
Oh, yeah. I'm already doing it.
Do we have video pictures or it didn't happen?
No, I know. But I bring it up because...
that way you don't have to do lights. You just put a thing on the ground and it puts the lights on the house.
I did lights too. I'll tweet a picture later on at MeganMaroney.com.
Follow Megan on Twitter.
We've got it. Or MeganMaroney.com.
Yeah.
But you know, the other thing I like to do on the show is to tell you all the kids' lingo that I've learned. Have you heard of the extra?
No.
The kids these days, like, if you're the type to put, extra. If you're the type to put, like, 1,000 lights and holly and mistletoe everywhere, that's a little extra. That's what the kids say.
So I shouldn't say on fleek anymore?
Nope.
That lasts about 3 seconds.
Extra is sort of like squad goals a little bit.
Squad
like,
goals. Is that still around?
No.
No.
Now it's extra.
I don't know why I bother learning the kid lingo because it changes in 5 minutes.
I know. That's they've got to change it. Once we start using
extra.
It, change.
Okay, so they probably don't even say parents over the shoulder anymore. POS probably in the chats.
No.
Every once in a while, there's a radio host who does a competing show to mine who will publish... she has a column, I think, in USA Today, but she also sends a newsletter, which I unaccountably subscribe to. And she has scare stories about what your kids are saying and what it means. And then I... it's
see?
So extra. It's so extra.
Thank you, Kevin, who is also...
there's an animated GIF for every occasion. Yeah. That's what we learn on this show.
All right.
So this is how you can be extra in your home.
And you're decorating, yes. Be extra. Houzz is my favorite app for this. We've talked about it before.
Houzz.
Yes. But they have all kinds of new features, and we can also show it to you on the Apple TV.
That's what I was going to say. Is it? That's kind of like the best way to look at it.
I think so.
See, I love this.
Yes.
And I do think looking at it on the TV is a nice way to go.
I agree. So I have all of my ideas in there, my wish list.
Is that your house?
This is...
I like the skull.
Yeah, that is not my house. Yeah. These are what I wish my house would look like. So yeah. I've got some ideas. Like, wouldn't that painting look lovely in my bedroom? I mean, you've never been in there, but it would look lovely in a bedroom.
I think it's always good to have something to look at in your bedroom other than your husband.
Yeah, true. That is my house. That's the
really?
Picture.
That's beautiful.
That's my house.
Oh. But it's headed. I can see where it's headed.
Yeah, you can
to
see
that
where
other
it's headed
one.
To, yeah.
That, yeah, well, you just started.
Right.
And you just put that landscaping in.
Yeah, yes. So that's what it looks like now, and that's what it will look like. So
nice.
Let's look at it on the app, on the...
You know, it's nice to have this because it is a little discouraging when you first start doing remodeling. Things look bad, and there's, you know, drywall mud everywhere and paint buckets. And so it's nice to think where the goal post is, where you're headed. How about a nice tree?
So they have holiday stuff. You can look at it there. I can save that.
What is that? Is that flocking? Is that how to get flocking?
That is, I don't know what that is, but I can view it in our room right now if you want to put it on our table.
What? That's awesome.
And then there it is.
There's a picture of it. It belongs right there. Why don't you put it on my shoulder? Can you do that?
Well, I can do that. Let's...
Put your tree on my shoulder.
Oh,
so this is augmented reality, I think.
Yeah, let's view it in
the room.
I
think that would qualify. All right, so Megan, this is hard to shoot, but Megan's going to...
Yes. There we go.
I'm pointing at my shoulder.
And now, take a look at that.
Oh, there's a tree.
This is definitely how this app is supposed to be used.
Look, it goes with our other tree. It's there. That's nice. It's kind of dueling trees. I
think I did it. I also gave, you can put, I make this little ornament for you, a personalized sports ornament.
Oh.
And I'll show you how I can.
Yeah, because I spent so much time bench pressing.
Lifting.
Yeah.
And I put that right there on your desk.
Yeah. I prefer a decline, not an incline, if you don't mind. Can you get the decline bench out for me? Yeah, thank you.
I love Hal's. If you're decorating... for the holidays or
love
just in general.
Yeah.
It's got a lot
I subscribe, as you know, I subscribe to Dwell, the magazine, in my texture app. But I consider that a subscription. Yeah, they're an advertiser. But Howes is like Dwell. It's got lots of great ideas and inspiration. And you could just look at that and go, I wish I lived there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go there now.
They have videos. Check it out if you are decorating or looking for holiday gifts.
Yeah, great ideas.
People.
You also can use apps. You're going to show the IKEA app in a little bit, and that will do this as well. But there are also apps for planning. Now, I use Magic Plan on the phone, and I actually started using this when I had an apartment, and I wanted to figure out if my stuff would fit. Magic Plan lets you really create real floor plans. You can even see them in 3D. Let me show you though on the videos on the Magic Plan. Let me see here, because frankly they have better videos on their app page than I have on my phone. So you can get a kind of a better idea of what you can do in 3D. You do want to sign up, but can I make that bigger? Yeah. So they have. And IKEA will have real IKEA furniture in there, but they have kind of standardized furniture. I think you can subscribe to something a little bit more, official. Like if you want to do plumbing, you can add plumbing from Delta and stuff like that, advertisers. But see how he's putting stuff in, and he's putting it in on a 2D floor plan, but then you can see it in 3D.
Wow.
And I think that's really helpful because you get a sense of how that's going to work. When you move in, you know, whether you can get around a table and things like that, it's very easy to start. You use augmented reality in your phone. I guess you could do it in the iPad as well. That will, you take pictures of the corners, and as you add corners, and this is what I did, it will do a fairly, not perfectly accurate, measurement of your room and layout of your room, which you can then, of course, if you wish, tweak. And then you drag things into it. Really helpful for me when I was living in an apartment because I had limited space. I had, you know, a lot of furniture. I had to figure out, well, if I put that bed in, Will I be able? Here he is taking pictures of the corners. Will I be able to? And notice the furniture doesn't confuse it. It was able to add a door. This is really a good use, I think, of augmented reality. And it doesn't. It's you know, it's not too finicky. You can see he can do it pretty quickly. As I said, it's not going to necessarily be perfect. You can adjust it if you want. This is free to download and try, but then there you can subscribe and you can get more stuff. It's called Magic Plan. It's one of a number of apps that do this, but this is the one I used and I found to be very easy. And it really is. It's what you could do is take pictures on the iPhone and then work in it on your iPad. That's kind of really where you'd want it to be. And I think they're positioning it for pros too. Although I've noted a lot of pros say, "Well, it's not quite pro level." But notice you can make an estimate. You can actually do a work estimate out of it too. Might be something to start with. If you're interested as a professional, if you're a decorating professional, but a number of people say it's not a professional tool.
Was it this good when you were using it a few years ago?
No, it's improved immensely, and part of that is because the hardware we're using now is so good, right? Mm-hmm. It's so much better. It was a little hard to get those floor plans exactly right, and now I think it's a lot easier. Magic Plan.
If you are an IKEA shopper. This is the app for you.
Even if you're not, this is the app for you.
Yeah. I mean, yes, you can get an idea of what kind of.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what the app looks like.
I try not to shop at IKEA because the assembly is such a pain in the
ass. Yeah, I know. I like things to be put together for me. So,
John, again, you like assembling IKEA furniture? Okay, guess what?
Yeah.
I got a new job for you.
Yeah.
We hired Lisa's brother-in-law last time when I had to build a bedroom worth of IKEA furniture.
Okay.
The nice thing about IKEA furniture, it's inexpensive. The bad thing is it doesn't hold up real well. It's, you know, it's a starter kit.
It looks good, but yeah, when we moved into our house, I said no more IKEA furniture.
The teenagers will tear it apart.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so here's what I did in our house with the IKEA app. I recorded
my
screen.
Maybe because I put it together and I left out a few screws.
So this is...
That looks good, see?
Well, that's my actual living room, and I wanted to see if I could put a Christmas tree there. Yeah, thanks.
IKEA
I used house
Christmas
to do
tree?
That. Yeah. And so then you pull up, you can look through and pick out a Christmas tree.
You know, they're using, in Game of Thrones, those beautiful furry jackets that they wear up north, like on the wall. Are IKEA carpets.
Oh, really?
Yes. Jon Snow is wearing a shag rug from IKEA, just next time you see it.
I wouldn't put another Christmas tree right on top of my
Christmas
tree.
There it is. Oh, that is an IKEA rug. I think they've added some fur to that. But it does look a little like your Christmas tree. How about a Jon Snow Christmas tree?
That would be great. That's how the IKEA app works. And, yeah, I mean, you can decide where to put stuff and then buy stuff other places besides IKEA. Don't put the chair in the middle of the living room. It's not as easy as I wanted it to be. Like, I really wanted to more easily move that chair over to the dining room, and I couldn't
They made
really
a big deal about this. Apple did when they first announced augmented reality for the iPhone 10 and for iOS 11. And this was, I think, one of the very first. IKEA ran to get this one out. And it's good. It's fine. I think one thing that we should probably point out is that Apple acted as if augmented reality is an iPhone 10 feature, but really, unless you're doing a selfie, the augmented reality is coming through the back camera here, and that's effectively the same as the iPad Pro and even the iPhone 7 and 8. So all of the things that you can do, as far as I know, all the augmented reality stuff you can do on the iPhone 10 doesn't really require an iPhone 10. So don't be put off if you have, an old iPhone 8. Ooh.
The other IKEA app that I was trying to show when I was trying to show Howl's before on our Apple TV, you can just look at the IKEA catalog.
That's inspiring.
Yeah, on your Apple TV.
I just like the names.
So you're just hanging out on the couch.
I use IKEA for kind of an interesting thing.
What do you use
for my Scandinavian novel? I get the names from IKEA furniture. It really works.
So,
Joseph Sturmengonger.
Oh, look at that!
Ooh.
You know, I don't love IKEA furniture, but I do love the IKEA stuff, like
Swedish
candle.
Meatballs. Yeah,
no, not the meatballs.
Varkrej, the Varkrej family.
Because you would Varkrej. Go to West Elm and you'd pay $50.
I know $4.99 for that throw.
Yeah,
of course, it's 6 inches by 4 inches. You don't do that. Inner cushions.
Also, if there are Sanellas. Any psychotherapists out there listening to this, I would like to know why. I'd like you to tell me why I'm so obsessed with throw pillows and accent pillows.
I know why.
Why?
You want to build a fort.
A pillow fort?
Yeah, to protect your fragile ego.
See, thank you.
Dr. Freud in the house.
Thank you.
In the house.
iOS tips and psychotherapy on this show from Leo.
I might be right. I don't know. Do you have a fragile ego? No, you don't. You have a very thick skin now after years in the broadcast industry. Yeah, what else?
Years with you mostly. I think you're trying to create a nest of some kind to protect.
Yeah. She's nesting.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Nesting. That's it.
Here's something else I've shown before, but I love the Pixel panels. We showed these a few weeks ago. They're the little
them. You probably sent them back now, or they're on your wall.
They're on my wall.
Okay,
I'm gonna send them back, of course.
Yeah, your pictures sent them back. No, they're their pictures. You had their pictures on them. You shouldn't put other people's pictures.
No, they
on
were
your
my
wall.
Photos.
Oh, they were. Okay.
They were my photos.
Don't send them back. But they don't want them.
We can show the website to Pixel panels. Super easy on your iPhone.
They're
8 by 8 inches,
and not feet.
No.
And the adhesive is removable, right? So you can rearrange.
You can move them around. They come with the stickers. They don't damage your wall. It's that 3M. Take them off, put them back on. Mm-hmm.
You don't worry that like 4 years from now, the adhesive is going to dry up and just one night you're going to hear crash and it'll just be those panels on the floor in a pile when you get up.
Maybe, but they're not glass, so...
I think 3M knows what it's doing.
Yeah.
That happened to me once, though, with gingerbread men. We made gingerbread... You know, gingerbread men, and you put a little thread in the head so you can hang them on the tree.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, maybe we didn't make the necks thick enough, or maybe, I think probably we didn't bake them long enough so that they were really hard as rock, because I don't like hard as rock cookies. And, we're watching TV in the other room, we hear plop, plop... Blop.
And then just heads.
We're just heads hanging. And the tree was littered with little gingerbread men bodies.
Wow.
It was tragic.
That's a Christmas nightmare.
It was pretty weird. Blop.
Wayfair?
You know what? I buy stuff at Wayfair. I have my outdoor furniture is from Wayfair. I like Wayfair.
How long have you had it?
Should I worry?
Well, no. I bought some chairs from Wayfair, and I think like IKEA, they're probably not going to
last
forever.
But the outdoor furniture, you almost have to replace it every few winters, right? Because it's just they wear out. This year, we decided to actually take the cushions in just to see if we can get them to last a little longer.
But they will let you take pictures of your room.
Oh,
and,
nice!
You know,
and see how their stuff goes.
So
I would expect everybody is going to do this at some point, right?
Yeah. Well, I like the way they're using, machine learning is that you can take a picture and then it'll find everything similar to it. So that's how they're using technology. So like I will take a picture of you, Leo, and see if
Lisa hates this because every time she knows as soon as the camera's pointed at me, I'm going to pose.
Isn't that what you're supposed to
just
do?
Be normal. Just well. Yeah.
And then I will see.
Maybe it's something wrong with my posing.
Done.
Oh, I got my eyes closed.
Yeah. So, and then find similar furniture to Leo. So this is what
similar
you might...
Similar furniture to me?
We'll see. It's taking some time.
It's going to look for a refrigerator.
But this is, you know, I mentioned this before and I've gotten some criticism in the chat room. Like you go into Pottery Barn and you take a picture of something you like and then you put that picture and then you buy it from Wayfair, which some people don't like the idea of not buying from the store that you bought. Things
I don't look like furniture, I'm happy to say.
You don't.
Did you know that color swatches, the little chips you get, are for biological reasons, not the way to pick your paint? What you really want, because it's too small and your fovea is not going to look the same in the small spot as it will when it's filling a wall. We've all experienced that, right? You looked good on the swatch, and then you painted it and said, what the hell color is that? That's the one you picked. It matches exactly. But your eyes perceive the small spot very differently from the large spot. Enter Prestige Color Pick. You could take a photo. In fact, I should take a photo of one of our walls, shouldn't I? Let's see. I need a wall that I can actually see. Here, we'll do this brick wall. I don't know how well it's going to do with brick. And then, let's say yes. I've decided I want to try a different color on that wall. How about a little aqua? And now notice we're choosing from a color wheel. So once you choose the main palette, you can go all through it. So here's greens, but there's Tranquility, there's Champion, Purple, Date Night, Hunt Club, May Flowers. Okay. So now I'm going to touch the photo in my wall to paint it. You ready? Yeah, see, it doesn't like bricks.
Oh.
I'm trying to paint it with... Oh, yeah, there we go. I'm painting it with poetry. You see, I'm slowly getting that. You see? We're getting the red out of the bricks. It's smart enough to say, no, fit it in, even though I'm coloring over the lines.
Yeah.
And so that's what that... Now, I have to tell you, that is a much better way to look, especially if you like doing an iPad with a big screen, to look and see what that wall would look like with a different color.
Yeah.
Right?
What's that called again?
Yeah, you like it, don't you? It's called Prestige Color Pick. And you can, once you figure out the color, you can then go to Amazon and order the paint from Prestige Paints. Now, there are other paint companies. Benjamin Moore does this. I think all the paint companies have something similar. So that's the color. And you can calculate how much you'd need. Do you have windows and doors? What's the size of the wall and so forth? So you don't buy more paint than you need. And you can just go straight to Amazon and buy it. Don't you like that?
I do like that.
Yeah. Prestige is one of many paint companies that that do this. That's Prestige Color Pick. But you know, you may have a different paint company you prefer. I think they do a very nice job. The app itself is good. That's why I pointed it out. Because you want to see what it looks like on a whole wall.
I have another...
And you can play with the paint names if you like paint names.
Oh, good, yeah. I do like paint names.
Poetry. We're going to play that poetry color.
Yes. Home Styler is the next app. Design your dream home in 3D. You ready to do this?
Yeah.
Create a new design. Let's take a picture. I will take a picture of this. Again, I like you in it. You gave a different expression for every photo that
I
took of you.
That's right. Why should I have the same expression every time? See, if you have the same smile you use trot out for every picture, that's no good. Oh, what are you doing?
I'm creating a home.
I feel like we're in the Stargate, Atlantis. What is going on here?
So refine your results by aligning the walls with the room corners.
Oh, yeah. You probably want it. Because otherwise it's going to be a strange home.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, stretch that out.
Okay, where are the room's corners?
Well, you know, you get it. You get the idea. The studio is probably not the...
And then...
put a door, please.
Yes.
Get out
right
of this.
Right there. Yeah. Feet done. And yeah, we definitely... do we need to... I don't know what we just did, but...
It looks exactly the same.
Okay, now...
Oh, now you can put some stuff in it.
I like that chair.
I like that purple chair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can put that on your shoulder. Or right there in your heart.
Oh, I have a purple chair in my heart. Come in and have a seat. Bring your fort pillow. The pillow fort.
And, oh, look, we can do paints.
Oh, a little Kelly Moore or a little Benjamin Moore. Or is that Benjamin Williams? Yeah. What's the one that covers the earth? Benjamin. How come? Are all painters named Benjamin?
Maybe.
Yeah.
So we made
That's very similar.
Yeah.
Huh?
Bob Ross, he said.
Bob Ross is not. That's a different. Let's paint some fluffy little clouds.
So there are endless amounts.
Look at that. It even knew not to paint my head.
Pinch and slide the
which
line.
Which is more than I can say for Lisa. Don't ever paint with your spouse.
Okay. Good to know.
Just saying.
So there we are. We've created a beautiful room. We can save the design
a purple chair and the walls to match.
That's called Home Styler.
Home Styler. I like that.
I've got one more. Do you have any more?
No, I'm done.
Okay. This is a game. It's called Design Home.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. This is if you don't have an actual home, but you want to pretend you have one.
Oh.
So... Or, you know, a home to decorate.
Something to dream of. Something to dream for.
So, welcome back.
Oh, this is like Tinder for housing.
Sort of. You can vote up or vote down. You can decorate your home, or which one do you like?
Bottom one. I want it simple.
Mm-hmm. So, let's keep designing. Okay. Tap here to return
That's
to the list
a
available
McMansion.
Design
I don't want
challenge.
That looks just like my house.
Let's enter a design challenge. Okay.
All right.
Ooh, a design challenge.
Okay.
So this is more like a game.
Yeah, this is a game.
Oh, how fun.
So if you're not into decorating your home, so what? Let's choose a couch.
Sherwin-Williams is covering the world. Is that who it is? Okay.
Then we want to add a bunch of candles. We want to be extra with our candles. Ooh, these candles are definitely extra. So we're not actually buying them with it. Ooh, yeah, we need a lot of poinsettias. A rug. Ooh, look at that rug. And we want a picture. What picture should we choose? Oh, we can't buy any of those. Oh, that is really nice, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
And what else? Another picture here. Yep. Ooh, that. Okay.
What? Oh, now you have to pay, that. Right?
Not real money. Pre-food no, I mean, limit. You know.
Not real money?
No. It's game money.
Game money.
And let's put a Christmas tree there. I think we need another rug. There we go. And that's my design.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's almost as much fun as Pocket Camp.
I actually.
What is that rug, though? Did you spill something there?
You don't like it?
Well, it's okay.
How about that one?
Oh.
How about, ooh, that one.
You know what? That what? Really puts the room together.
No, that one. Ooh, okay, I'm done. I'm done. All right. There we go. And there, I've designed a French-style living room.
That's French? That looks like fun. That's a game.
It's a game. It's free.
I'm looking for a new game. It's, and then if you get something, oh, a lot of in-app purchases. But if you get something you really like, maybe you could actually have it someday. Well,
you could buy a handful of diamonds for $1.99. That's a pretty good deal.
That's a lot of diamonds. That's a lot.
All right. So I'm drinking some coffee, and it is delicious.
You know, we are both drinking the same, I think. We're drinking some Blue Bottle coffee. We have that Blue Bottle subscription. You should, too. In fact, your friends and family should. This would be a great holiday gift. Blue Bottle Coffee is the world's best coffee. Born in San Francisco by coffee fanatics, of which I consider you and I two. Blue Bottle Coffee, there's something I can't describe it, but once you've had it, you will say, oh, yeah, I get it. It's coffee that's so delicious, so flavorful. It'll make you think that U-Ban you've been drinking is just not the deal. We've come a long way from we're drinking today. You want to hear what we're drinking?
Mm-hmm.
This is from the subscription. So what happens is 85% of their coffee, certified organic. Most of the blends certified organic. They take freshness very seriously. When you order your coffee, it'll come 48 hours, within 48 hours of its roasting. So that's really important. And they have a huge variety. This is Mexico, Oaxaca, La Cañada. So that's a single farm coffee. And they put a little card in there. I'll tell you what we're drinking, though, today. We're drinking Giant Steps. This is a blend that don't you like it?
I really like
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Blue Bottle Coffee, what's interesting, you're going to learn immediately, they just like wine, there are a pretty broad range of flavors and tastes. And really, there's something for everybody, whether it's lighter fruit-forward profiles or deep chocolatey espressos. They even have a nightlight decaf. This one is one of the darker, well, I'll read it to you. Giant Steps is a bit more than one-dimensional than our other drip blends, but it's a good dimension. Yukanda and Sumatran selections combine for ultra-balanced, dense, and chocolatey cup that stands up to cream quite well. Now, I like a little heavy cream in my coffee. Are you drinking it black?
I drink it black.
How do you like it black?
I it's delicious. Yeah. I like this dimension.
If this coffee were any heavier, it's kind of like me. If this coffee were any heavier bodied, you could pour it on pancakes. Viscous, fudgy, substantial. So but these descriptions sound kind of silly. But they're like wine, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they really are. When you drink the coffees, you go, oh, yeah, yeah. You'll start to recognize. They arrive at your door at the peak of freshness. They are in very nice resealable packages. So first of all, they're fresh to begin with, and they're going to stay fresh. And the subscriptions come twice a month, which is if you want, which is really nice. That way you don't get too much coffee all at once. And each bag says when it was roasted, so you know exactly how fresh it is. Right now, if you go to bluebottlecoffee.com iOS today, you'll get $10 off your first coffee subscription order. $10 off your first coffee subscription order. And while you're there, check out the digital holiday store. There are great gifts for everybody, not just coffee, but coffee making machinery. And we know you have to have the right machinery for Blue Bottle. You want to make sure that coffee is every bit as good as it can be.
Don't grind it in the blender, as I do.
Have I given you a burr grinder yet?
No, you haven't.
Okay, Merry Christmas. BlueBottleCoffee.com/iOS today. You will become a coffee. You will really appreciate coffee once you start subscribing to Blue Bottle.
I love subscription services.
It's nice, isn't it?
Because
it's
fun. It's like think about it.
And you get a present in the mail every other week.
My greatest fear is running out of coffee. It is my greatest fear.
No, you'll never run out of coffee. It just comes.
Actually, it's there.
I think we're running out. We need more giant steps. This was a very popular one. I'm just going to show you the beans because you can kind of see. I did eat one last time. So this is kind of a little darker than medium roast, and they're just beautiful. They're just beautiful. BlueBottleCoffee.com/iOS today. This is the best coffee I've ever had. I can say that without fear of contradiction. All right.
Apple news.
Apple news.
iOS news. This is interesting.
Yes.
To us as lovers of Apple stuff and podcasters.
Smell of coffee in the morning. Smells like victory. Sorry.
Apple has acquired Pop-Up Archive.
I saw this. This was kind of interesting. For $314 million or something like that. It was a lot of money.
I don't know exactly.
Huge
the
amount.
Figure,
but I think this, tell me this. When I read this, I thought this could be a big thing for us.
Mm-hmm. So they transcribe podcasts to make them searchable. So if you want to know that moment where Leo said it's the best coffee he's ever had, then you can search and find it.
Pop-Up Archive.
So yeah, we have the link to Pop-Up Archive as
They do. It's not human. It's machine transcription.
Because we used to have humans transcribe.
We did. It's very expensive. And the point really of Pop-Up Archive is not so much that you would read the transcription, but it would make it easy to search into audio and video content. Mm-hmm. See, the problem we have right now is it's, now you notice, shut down on 11/28. What do you think happened on 11/28?
Mm-hmm.
Apple bought them.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see them incorporate this into something like iTunes, because that would mean you could search not just for the name of a show, but you could search into a show and find, you know, when did they talk about House, for instance? And we've talked about it several times. You would find all the episodes and you could jump right to that part of the episode. So it doesn't have to be a perfect transcription. It just has, as long as it gets the keywords, that would be very, very valuable. I'm glad. Maybe it's not $314 million. Does it say how much they spent?
Oh, yeah. Let's see.
I might be thinking of it different. That seems like an awful lot for that.
Yeah, for... But I don't know if the technology is...
If it's good, you know, machine transcription.
I don't know if they said how much they bought.
Maybe they didn't. The Apple doesn't usually announce that kind of thing.
So, yeah, it was announced by Nick Kwa. He is a great follower of podcast news, if you're interested.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
We are, too.
So, Facebook for kids. What do you think about that?
I love Facebook Messenger, and I saw your post about that. The idea that kids, first of all, parents say who the kids can talk to, so you never have to worry about a stranger getting into your kid's messaging.
Mm-hmm.
So I love it for that reason. It's whitelisted as opposed to blacklisted. You don't block people; you whitelist them. Mm-hmm. Grandma, you know, your kid's friends at school, that kind of thing. Here's the thing I don't like about it: it's Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if we really want to get our kids started. This is for kids under 13.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we really want to get our kids started with Facebook. Do your kids have Facebook accounts?
They don't have Facebook, but they have Instagram accounts. So
that's okay.
The same
I don't
company.
Have the same. Yeah, but I don't have the same problem with Instagram.
Yeah.
Facebook, you give so much information to. Mm-hmm. And here's what I'm really worried about. I just watched Abby, my daughter, sent me a TED talk by Zeynep Tufekci, who's really great.
Yeah.
Zeynep's fantastic.
She is.
And she talks about, in fact, if you get a chance to watch this TED talk, she talks about how Facebook uses what it knows about you to target you in all sorts of, I think, not great ways. They will sell to advertisers. She gave as an example, and I think this is this is really a scary example. We already know Facebook from your posts, from the content you put up there. I don't know if they could do this with Instagram so much, but with your posts on Facebook, can say, for instance, oh, that person's bipolar. Mm-hmm. That person is mentally ill. And we know that, and this is true, but bipolar people are in their manic phase. You know, they have ups and they have downs. When they have in their manic phase, they tend to overshop. They buy more. That's one of the problems. Or they gamble more is another problem that happens sometimes for people with a bipolar diagnosis. What if a gambling company went to Facebook and said, well, I'd like to make sure that we hit our ad only hits bipolar people in their manic phase. It's because we know they're more likely to be receptive to that message and go out and gamble. This is the example Zeynep Tufekci brought up. And I think that that's a very scary example. And so it's one of the reasons I'm thinking more and more, we don't want to get our kids in that Facebook habit.
It's troubling. I mean, I got this from Scott Galloway about Facebook. You know, he talks about how companies have been doing this forever. There are additives in foods that are addictive, but they're regulated by the FDA, and there's no regulation here. And
well, one of the reasons it's not regulated is because Facebook refuses to show these ads to anybody but the people they're targeted at. So there's no way for us to say, oh, look, here's a gambling company that bought ads aimed at people in a manic state. We can't do that. Mm-hmm. Facebook does not reveal that information. They don't even reveal if you can do that, although Zeynep referred to a ProPublica study where for $30 – a ProPublica reporter was able to buy these exact ads. Mm-hmm. So we know you can do it. So I think increasingly we need to sound the alarm about these companies that have so much information about us, and in particular, our kids.
So I agree.
When you're using Facebook Messenger for kids, you are giving Facebook, you're sending signals to Facebook. So what I would suggest is getting something else, not WhatsApp, they own that also, but Signal, for instance, which is a strongly encrypted messaging system that doesn't in any way track your content because they can't see your content. And when you set them up, say, here's the people, you could do this yourself. Here's the people you can message with. I think with anybody under 13, it's completely reasonable for mom and dad, if you're going to give them something that they can message with, whether it's a phone or a tablet or a computer, to have the password to that and say, from time to time, I'd like to check. You cannot lock me out of your device or I'm going to take it away. And from time to time, not often, you know, I think mom and dad shouldn't read the messages because kids really need to have a private space. But I think mom and dad do have the right and obligation to see who they're messaging. And only allow people that they know in real life that you approve. What do you think?
I disagree on reading messages, and it's it's totally up to the parent and the age and how.
I would never say a parent shouldn't do it,
right?
Because it's up to every parent has their. But I would underscore, and I think you would agree with this, that every kid, even little kids, need to have a private space that mom and dad are not intruding in. We in our era had physical diaries, and I think it was always a big breach for mom to unlock the diary and read the diary, unless your kid's in trouble.
Right. If you are, yeah, if there are, like, I like to think of, you know, the sort of how the police, like, I kind of like to think of myself as a police mom. You know, if there are things just sort of sitting around, like, you know, you need a warrant otherwise, but if there are just, like, things sitting around, I don't read diaries, but I do read messages, especially when I'm worried about certain things.
Messaging can get you into trouble in ways the diary can't. A diary is a personal space.
Exactly. I think kids these days have too much privacy. I think that I know it's...
You sound like the James Comey. You sound like the FBI. You know, kids today.
I think they
we're going dark.
It is what I sound, but I think that they have. I think as kids, like, I don't think adults have too much privacy, but kids' brains are still forming, and
maybe give a kid a diary.
Yes,
and say, I promise I won't read that.
Right,
but I will read everything else, and especially your communications with the outside world.
Or have
those
their friends over. Let them shut the door and talk to each other. You know, that kind of thing. But,
oh, we don't let them shut the door.
You don't let your friends.
Yeah.
You don't let them shut the door?
We try to keep them. Keep
well, I think that, you know, when you see sometimes.
In other words, every parent has a different standard.
But personally, I think when when we were kids, like, I might have screamed out the car window when I was driving around with my friends, like, something horrible.
That shouldn't be allowed.
No,
I might have screamed something out the car window, and then it was gone in the air. But if somebody posts the same sort of thing,
it's there forever.
On
Messenger, not right. That's but again, I don't want you know who is seeing that thing you're screaming out the window is Facebook, mm-hmm. and I don't trust Facebook. You know, I'm sure they say, well, we can't, but I don't.
Well, let's walk through.
On the other hand, kids want to do this, right? And they'll do it with Snapchat,
Kids want to be where the friends are. So if that's Facebook Messenger, that's what they're going to want. If it's Instagram, which is, you know, my 12-year-olds, if it's Snapchat, which is my 14-year-old, that's where they want to be. And I think that...
Do you think parents will set this up as a honeypot for kids? Like, I want to know what he's thinking. And then they'll read the messages?
Well, I think that, just reading their messages just because you're curious is one thing. But I have seen things that I need to talk to my kids about. It's not necessarily stuff that they're saying, but what other people are saying.
Well, yeah.
There's times, and it's, it's individual, but there are times when other people might message them things that are hard for them to, like, it's things you want to talk about. Like, mm-hmm. hey, that person messaged you or that person sent you a photo. You know, this is worth a conversation.
I think it's also an opportunity to teach kids about, A, privacy, about how Facebook might use that information, about how you can communicate in the world. I mean, these are teachable moments. And mm-hmm. I think the thing that would be a mistake is for a parent to bury their head in the sand and say, well, we're just going to let the kids figure it out themselves. It is an opportunity to teach them about life in a way that I think may even be, a great opportunity, mm-hmm. unique and wonderful opportunity.
And it is. Parenting is not for the weak. That's what I always say.
Oh, man.
And it's
did
hard.
I
Those
it
conversations
up.
Are difficult.
Look at my kids. My God.
And we all do our best. You did your best. You're doing your best. We're all doing our best.
No, my kids are great. And they survived. But you know what? They didn't grow up in this era in a way. I mean, Abby was born in 92. So she grew up with the internet, but it wasn't like this. Mm-hmm. And, they had AOL Instant Messenger. I think she used it. Henry, probably, who's a little bit younger, was more Skype. So they grew up with messaging, but I don't think it was the same situation as it is today. I don't know. I have mixed feelings. I wish somebody else would do a private parental control messaging system, somebody other than Facebook. In particular, somebody who would say, but we can't read those messages.
Yeah, Facebook is reading those messages. Is that...
I don't know what Facebook says about its privacy policy there. I just don't trust them not to.
Yeah. Well, what I don't trust them is to respond like the way they responded when addressed with things like this. Like the first time they were accused of maybe influencing the election and, Zuckerberg's
They denied it for almost a year.
Was, oh, no, there's no way. Just so it's to seeing how a company responds, I think, is telling.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we can walk through what they ask for if you'd if you'd like.
Just look at the privacy policy.
Okay, so get started. I'm going to authorize this device. I am going to ask that you not show my screen right now because I have to enter.
She wants privacy.
Adults don't have too much privacy. Kids have too much privacy. Challenge, if you have questions about what I mean by that, please email me, megan@twit.tv, because I think it's true. I don't know my Facebook password. It usually just opens with Face ID. But I have soured on Facebook. I don't use it very often.
I'm just very concerned because Facebook has so much information and so much machine learning around things like sentiment analysis that it mm-hmm. really, and then they sell ads against that stuff. This is bad. This is bad at this point.
Okay,
and if you're on Facebook, don't take Facebook quizzes. Don't feed them any more information than you already have.
Okay, so here we go. Your child's name and picture will be visible to people who have created Messenger Kids accounts for their children and people you approve. So my child is Leo Laporte.
Yes, it is. He is.
Things we want you to know. You can approve who your child can communicate with. We'll store their messages, including text, photos, videos, and audio, as well as all as info about their contacts. So they're giving up their social graph, which is serious. Mm-hmm. Like that is something that we all gave up without thinking about it. Mm-hmm. It's too late. It's out of the toothpaste is out of the tube, not necessarily for kids unless they're on Instagram. So that's mm-hmm. the big thing. I think giving up your social graph, I don't think people take that seriously enough. Messenger Kids.
People who you know, who you communicate with.
Right. And I mean, that means that like we've talked about this before, like Marco, my husband is not on Facebook, but he essentially Facebook knows about him because they know Because he's in your contacts. He's in everyone. Yeah. So they have created a social graph for him.
We're participating in Facebook whether we like it or not.
Yes. Yeah. So Messenger Kids will also store info about the device where your child uses the app and your child's app activity. This info won't be shared with other users. Doesn't say what they do with it. A parent or guardian needs to consent to Messenger Kids collection, use, and sharing of their child's info. So as a parent, you're responsible. If you want to give that up of your kid, they might be mad at you later. Allow access to send notifications. That's another thing with kids, notifications. We know how it is when we get a notification. Like, it's like, it's addictive. We wouldn't open our device unless we got a notification.
They collect pretty much everything, and they say we use it to personalize and make suggestions as part of the Messenger Kids experience. And that worries me a lot. I'm reading, you can't read on Facebook.com the full, you're reading it in the app, but
yeah,
you can
so
read it also on the Facebook.com before you download the
they're
app.
They're accessing your microphone. They're accessing your camera.
They say, we promote safety on and off the Messenger Kids app.
This part's for Leo. Welcome, Leo. Take a photo of yourself so your contacts know it's you.
So even giving them a picture of you is very dangerous, I think. Let's not put our kids in this meat grinder that we're already...
What's Facebook going to do now that they think you're my child?
Well, it's not hard to imagine what it's going to do with that face. You know, people are getting mad at Apple because of the face recognition that they share with third-party developers. Goodness gracious, we're giving this information up routinely.
I don't love it. I mean, certainly if your child is not asking for a Messenger app, don't do anything.
Well, and this is the key sentence in the privacy policy. We may transfer information we collect to third-party service providers that support our business. Is that advertisers? Including... like a content delivery network, provide customer service, or analyze how Message Kids is being used to help us improve the service. These partners must adhere to strict data confidentiality and security obligations set out in the agreements we enter with them, such as compliant with data privacy and protection laws, maintenance of administrative, physical. In other words, I can share this with Procter & Gamble as long as they make sure that nobody exfiltrates it from Procter & Gamble. So this... I'd have to get a lawyer to look at this, but it sure looks like this allows them to use this for advertising. So that you, as a parent, you need to be the judge. I love the idea of a messenger where you whitelist the people they can talk to. I don't love the idea that you're getting your kids into the Facebook meat grinder at a young age. And this is a problem. Facebook isn't allowed to sign up people younger than 13 because of the Child Online Protection and Privacy Act. So what do they do? Oh, let's make a product that complies.
Mm-hmm. So when I said that kids have more privacy, too much privacy, I meant from adults and caring people, not from Facebook.
You better clarify that.
I think they have, like, when we were kids, we weren't able to have a device in our room at all hours to, chat with our friends, creating our, it's just constantly, if I were a teenager and had a device, I would be constantly trying to create my social profile. That's what you're trying to
do. It's natural.
And
but I'm saying this is an opportunity for a teaching moment. I hate that phrase, but this is a teaching moment where you could say, teach your kids why that may not be a good idea. And it's a fairly sophisticated idea that I don't think is sunk through to the understanding of the general populace, how Facebook uses its information in incredibly devious ways using machine learning to... I think undermine society. And I think it's time parents learned about that. Watch that TED Talk from Zeynep Tufekci if you can. And then once you and she what she's saying is not scare tactics. It is based in fact, stuff we know about Facebook. And then decide if that's something you want your kids to know about. I think more than participate in, they need to know about it. So that they can be armed, just as you would teach them when they watch children's TV. Oh, yeah, that toy probably weebles wobble, but they may fall down. They need to understand how to critically view television advertisements, marketing messages. And now there's a whole new arena that they have to be sophisticated in, and that is social social networking, and it's just very important for them at this point.
There should
be classes in high school and grade school even.
I think there are, but I think that what Facebook is doing here is they're trying to appeal to what parents' fears are, which are not necessarily the fears, the things to really be scared about. That's the thing. It's like, oh, they're going to meet a stranger. They're going to...
Well, I think that I'm being cynical, but I think what Facebook's saying is, oh, yeah, we'll appeal to these parents' fears because they don't yet know about the other fear.
The real,
and we'll get them into Facebook at a young age.
Right. The fear is not who they're communicating with necessarily.
It's partly that. And you do control
but
that.
But it's
as
not.
A
yeah, it's what you control. This one thing
you
who
don't
they're
control
communicating
this
with. And you don't really control that. I mean, they can find other apps to communicate with. If they want to communicate with someone, they will find
a way.
They
have text messaging if they have a phone.
Yes. So, yeah, I'm not saying I know all the answers or that I've made all the right choices or decisions.
I've always agreed with you, though, that every parent has to make these decisions for themselves. And all we can do is talk about these issues and the issues parents are facing. And don't hide your head in the sand. Understand what the world that your kid's growing up in. At the same time, they are growing up in this world and they need to be facile. They need to be able to use these technologies in a way so they can be employable, so they can live in society. Mm-hmm. But they also, I think, we need to teach them to be cautious and not paranoid, but understand the risks, understand what's going on with this stuff.
Right. And, you know, 2 years ago, I might have said, oh, definitely don't read your kids' messages. But that changed.
Yeah.
It'll change. You know, it might never change for you, but it's, yeah. We have some feedback. But first,
let's talk about
family
genetics. You know, I just I hope my mom's not listening. I just gave 23andMe to my mom and to my sister because A, we've got a great deal for you. I took advantage of that. But B, it's 23andMe is even more fun if you get the rest of the family involved. 23andMe is a way to look at your DNA, the 23 genes that make you. It's a great personalized gift, the DNA kit from 23andMe. And it's easy to do. So mom and Eva are going to get this kit. They spit into this little saliva into a little vial, and they send it back in the prepaid package. And in a few weeks, there's no blood, there's no needles or anything like that. They're going to get the genetic analysis on their 23 pairs of chromosomes, all sorts of things, ancestry reports. I found this fascinating. You know, where your people come from. Not just last few generations, but over tens of thousands of years. I could trace my genetic heritage to Central Africa 100,000 years ago. Wow. Haplogroups. Neanderthal. I have 4% Neanderthal. That turns out to be not a lot. That turns out to be not a good thing. Some of those Neanderthal genes really help you with cold resistance, for instance. It's one of the reasons I don't have enough back hair to keep me warm in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
You can also use the DNA relative finder. I found a second cousin. It's amazing. Connect with new relatives. It is, and really important, this is a great thing to share with the kids so they understand genetics, because I tell you what, that's another thing that's going to change dramatically in their world going forward. For instance, the first thing I checked, you get the full DNA analysis if you want. You can download the data. This holiday, give a gift that's as unique as the ones you love with a DNA kit from 23andMe. Now through December 26th, get up to $50 off every kit when you go to 23andme.com/twit. The more you give, the more you save. So, the whole family is getting 23andMe. Lisa's giving it to other members of our family. It's really cool. I love this idea. What a great gift. 23andMe, that's 23andme.com/twit. 23andme.com/twit. So you can take advantage of that special offer. And I just think this is fascinating. And once the thing is that this gets better over time as they learn more and more. For instance, they didn't even know about the Neanderthal genes when I first did 23andMe. And then they added that report because they're learning more and more. You don't have to do another test. They've got your 23 chromosomes. It's really cool. 23andme.com/twit.
We got some feedback. This question is from Bernie.
Hey, Bernie.
I was updating some apps on my iPhone when I saw the background to the open button was spinning. I thought I was seeing things.
Yeah.
I took a screen recording to show you, and it's
Thank
attached.
Thank you, Bernie. And we'll show you.
What it is? Let's see.
We have never seen this. Look at Waze. And look at where it says open to the right of Waze, right in the middle there. Can you see that? It's hard to see.
Yeah.
I could see it on one of our monitors and not on the other. But there's a very dim shadow rotating.
Well, there's... if you can maybe show it on my screen on this. The next web. No, I've never seen it, but the next web pointed it out. And a lot of, some people on Reddit have seen this.
Here's my guess.
Some people on Twitter.
It's yet another cosmetic bug in iOS 11. Thank you.
You don't think it's a feature? Like, perhaps it just gives iOS a bit of whimsy. Or
maybe.
Is it an ad? Like, is it trying to, are they paying for it? Is someone paying for it in the App Store?
No. My guess is if it is intentional, the thinking is, well, you've got a new app, but we need to show you that you can now open it. So we'll just put a little glitter behind it. They do kind of the same thing if you look here on my iPhone with the iOS 11.2 update. When you unlock it. Now, let me start over because this is kind of weird. So when you first, I won't look at it. When you first look at it, look in the upper left here, the control panel, right? Now watch, I'm going to unlock it by looking. Hello, computer. Oh, crud. Let me do it again.
It's unlocked before.
Yeah, unlocked when I looked at it.
What if you slide
it? There you go. See, there's a little, you can't even see it, but it's there. A little tiny
what?
Gray line underneath that. This is something that was added in 11.2. The theory is the theory is, oh, that's where the control panel is. Why do they do it over here? I don't know. I don't understand.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so do it on your phone.
Okay.
So you'll see it appear when you unlock it. On the left, right under the control, you know, the Wi-Fi and the bars. See, you can't make it bigger. Oh. You can't even see it on TV. It's so dim.
Oh.
Little exercise for you at home. And it's only on iPhone 10. With 11.2. My guess is that rotating thing is like that. There's somebody in Cupertino whose job it is to add little complications,
whimsy.
To kind of help the user. And I think they did it in particular on the iPhone 10 because the user interface is so different. I know that little rotating thing is not iPhone 10. I think it's not iPhone 10 specific, but it's so different that they need to kind of. It's just like a nudge. Mm. Like, hey, look at that.
Okay, so it's a feature, not a bug.
Look at that. I think it could be a bug. And I think it could, the line isn't, definitely. But that rotating thing, Apple's never said anything about it. Could be a bug. Could be a cosmetic bug. God knows there's plenty in iOS 11. Or if it isn't a bug, it's Apple going, hey, see, you can open that. Look.
Well, if you're working
shoulder.
For Apple and you want to
tell us,
yeah, blow the cover off this spinning open whimsy thing,
yes.
Let me know.
Yes.
Okay. Allison Sheridan, Podfeet, is...
Love Allison. Hi,
yes,
Allison.
She's a bit kooky when it comes to mind mapping. And she
some people like it, some people don't.
She has mind mapped all of the settings in iOS 11.
Oh, dear.
She said, I thought it would be fun, a fun little lark, but I had no idea how insane it would become. Here's a link to a high-res image of the map we can show you. Here's a map. Here's a page with a downloadable versions of the mind map in a bunch of different formats and an interactive online version of the mind map. And
this is a good idea. Thank you, Allison.
So,
and I would guess that Apple does something like this. It's if you don't know what a mind map is, basically she's made a tree of the commands and what the commands lead to. So you can see in programming, you might call this a decision tree or a logic tree. And certainly when you're writing software, you're working on the UI, this is one of the things you might do to understand the workflow.
The camera settings, I learned a lot from this. Thank you, Allison. The camera settings are definitely worth looking into. Like, that's something that I just take
pictures. Yeah, this may reveal stuff you don't know about.
Right? I might be able to take a picture of the supermoon someday. And
that was the worst picture, by the way. I just want to say. I'm just saying.
You will see that on a future episode. And also, I also learned, like, what sound check is in Apple Music. Do you know what that is? Have you ever heard of sound check?
Yeah. That makes the level the same on everything.
Yeah.
So it's the same
I had
loudness.
Never heard of that.
That's been in iTunes since practically 1942.
But this
back with
looking
Boogie
into
Woogie
it.
Boogie Woogie Bugler Boy.
Look, I mean, I would never have known that if
I always turn it
she
off.
Had not given me.
But basically,
it makes everything the same sound, right?
Makes it, 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 Yeah, it's what we in the biz call compression, where the smallest tilt your screen.
Oh, sorry. That's
the smallest
what you're doing.
Okay. The biggest sound get closer
so
together.
Turn so turn it off or turn it on?
So, well, it's up to you. If I'm listening, I listen to a lot of classical music where, you know, think of, Stravinsky's Rite of Spring, right? Which starts, is it Rite of Spring or Firebird? It starts with a little, da, 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 very quiet, one instrument playing. And by the end of it, it's, dum, 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 dum. Now, if you use sound check, the little tiny firebird at the beginning. Is that clarinet or a French horn? It's going to be as loud as a dum, 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 at the end. And if you listen to this, at least with classical music, well, you know, if you're listening to pop music, they do that anyway. All pop songs are highly compressed so that the loudest and the quietest song are in the same rough space.
So I turned sound check off then because I like.
If you listen to classical, I wouldn't use sound check. If you listen to pop, you probably don't need sound check. So I'm not sure why sound check's in there. The reason is when you're listening in crappy headphones like the Apple iPhone earbuds, something real quiet, you might not even hear. Mm-hmm. So this brings it up a little bit. And you don't want it to be too loud because you're going to go crunch, crunch, crunch with the loud sounds.
What if you listen to mostly podcasts? Doesn't matter.
Actually, that might be the one place to use it because you do sometimes hear on podcasts, especially if you're listening in a car. Or a noisy situation that's, you know, sometimes a guy will talk quietly like I'm doing now. And you won't be able to hear it. You go, what? Then you turn it up. And then they talk like this. And you go, and you have to turn it down. So that would help with that. So actually, that might be a very good use for a sound check. Podcasts. So,
yeah. Check out the settings. It's amazing. I liked looking at them in that way. So
thank you for doing that, Allison. Yes. I think that's great. Can you do it for everything?
Mm-hmm. For everything. Well, she has separate settings for, because there's some different settings, obviously, on the iPhone than there are on the iPad. And so,
now,
yeah.
What did she say? Which mind mapping app?
Mind Node, I think.
Mind Node is very good. Yeah.
I clicked on it, and then you can click on it in her link at podfeet.com. You can click on her link, and then it opens up into Mind. What did I just say? Mind Mod?
Mind Mode.
Mind Mode. And then
Mind Node.
Mind Node.
Mind Node. Sorry. I keep trying mind mapping. I love the idea of mind mapping, but I keep trying it and I'm never able to, you know, it doesn't work with my mind. By the way, here's a beautiful 15-inch MacBook Pro. I really think those were the greatest MacBook ever. So use SoundCheck and iTunes. This is from Apple support. Use SoundCheck and iTunes to make song volume consistent. Make them all play at the same volume. That's compression, isn't it? It's like volumizer. It's turning up the quieter stuff and turning down the louder stuff. No.
By song.
Oh, so what John is saying, and you know he's an audio guru, is, and this also happens. Sometimes you have a song that's quieter than another song, especially if you ripped them yourself, and this would make them all sound the same. You think it's more per song than it is per frequency.
So sound check on or off?
In that case, on. In that case, on, yeah.
Okay.
So it wouldn't help with the quiet talking podcast. We compress our audio. In fact, John, remind me to tell the editors, compress it more, because we want our audio to be pretty compressed for that very reason. When you listen in a car, you should be able to hear everything clearly.
Even breathing?
Even. Is it app cap time?
Sure.
Well, it's up to you. You run this show. I'm just here. I'm along for the ride.
It's Rocket Mortgage time.
That's what I thought. That's what I was thinking. If you're buying a house or you're refiing, and this, by the way, is probably the time to refi, because I think interest rates might be going up a little bit with this new chairman of the Fed and all that. You got to take a look at Rocket Mortgage. It's from Quicken Loans, the number one mortgage lender in the country. Number one in a number of ways, but particularly in customer satisfaction. That's according to J.D. Power. And the results are in for this year, for 2017. And once again, Rocket Mortgage is number one in customer satisfaction for both the loan approval process and mortgage servicing. Go down and scroll down. There they go. There they are. 8 years in a row now for the mortgage approval process. And I have to say, if there were a higher ranking than number one, I would give it to them, because they've made a new mortgage approval process that is strictly 21st century. They realized that the mortgage experience, Quicken Loans, they realized the mortgage experience wasn't keeping up with the times. It was dated. It wasn't client focused. Technology can help. And that's why they created Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Mortgage does a few things. First of all, it's fast. It's easy. And it's informative. You know exactly what's going on. So they like to say you apply simply, you understand fully, and then you mortgage confidently with Rocket Mortgage. This is so fast and so easy. You could literally do this in an open house. You go to an open house. You're not planning to buy. You go there just to looky-loo, see what the neighbor's house looks like. Then you say, wait a minute, this is great. And look at that price. Let's buy it, honey. Now, normally what you would then do is say, okay, well, we'll make an offer in a couple of weeks as we go to a loan officer and get approved and get all the paperwork together and the pay stubs and the bank statements. And by that time, the house is sold. Or fire up rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. You answer a few simple questions. You do not have to gather any paperwork because they have trusted partnerships with all the financial institutions. So they can get all the information they need. And because it's highly computerized, there's no guy with a calculator. They can, based on your income, your assets, and credit, they can offer you loans for which you qualify. You choose the rate, you choose the down payment, you choose the term. You get approved. And all of this happens in minutes, so fast that you can literally do it in an open house. You know what? Create the account right now. Be ready. And then when you want it, you've got it. Or just bookmark rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, and MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030. Quicken Loans is the best lender in the country. And Rocket Mortgage is the best way to get a loan from Quicken Loans. rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. I'm wearing a fabulous Twit cap. This is one of the caps available for you to purchase at our Twit merchandise store. It actually matches my outfit.
It does.
You look at that. Mine I'm all also, in gray today.
Mine matches my outfit as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're wearing a Twit regalia. That hat you can't buy from us, but I'll tell you where you can get that. This you can get at twit.tv/store. This is the Twit Truckers cap. I like it. And it's where got the Twit logo on it. And that is from the folks, the great folks at Fezzorama. And they make fezzes of all kinds, including this is the, it's not really a fez, it's a cap. And they offer this, you can, there's a special Twit section. They have all the Twit stuff.
Where does the fez go? Does it go like that?
I think you're wearing it. Okay. The tassel, you mean?
Yeah, the tassel.
No, what are you doing? Do you wish you were blonde?
Yes. Okay. I've always wished that.
Yeah. This is a really nice too. So either way, and truthfully, we don't make money off of these. I don't think we make much money off of these. There's really more just because we like it when you wear our logo and tell the world you're a Twit listener. And because, frankly, people wanted it. So a great holiday gift for the Twit fanatic in your family. Either way.
And we're wearing these because it's app cap time.
No one knows why. Oh!
No one knows why.
Because it's app cap time. I'm actually wearing a cap for a change. You're wearing a keppy.
Mm-hmm. My favorite app of the week is called Zapper. Have you ever used Zapper?
No, what's that?
Okay, so you can use Apple Pay some places.
We all just got Apple Pay in 11.2 in our messages.
Did. The Apple Pay Cash.
Yeah, somebody sent me $5.
They did?
Yeah, so I sent it back.
Really?
Yeah, well, we round-tripped it, and that way we both knew it worked. It was cool. It's very easy to set up if you have Apple Pay set up.
So, yeah, it's like Venmo. So Zapper is, I went to Slam Burger the other night for dinner. Have you ever been to the Slam Burger in Petaluma?
No.
It's quite delicious.
I like the name.
And I don't even eat burgers, so.
Well, what did you eat?
They have French fries with an egg on top, and they're delicious. And
where's
Brussels
Slam
sprouts.
Burger? What?
It's by 24 Hour Fitness.
Brussels sprouts?
Brussels sprouts. They also have burgers.
Okay.
But I said, do you take Apple Pay? And they said, no, we take Zapper. And I said, what the heck is Zapper? And Zapper's a tool that you use QR codes. So they don't have to buy a machine. They don't have to buy a Square machine or they don't have to buy, that machine where you can use Apple Pay. It's from the UK. It's been around since 2011.
This
and
would be
various
worth
places.
Putting on your phone just so you have it in case you go to Slam Burger.
Right, or other places. So not only do you scan and pay, you just scan the barcode when you see it. I'm not going to pay right now. You can get free vouchers and discounts. So all I would click is Zappers Nearby. Here are all the Zappers Nearby.
and The Block in Petaluma, which is a nice new area that has a bunch of food trucks. You can use it there. 256 North. Do you like eating there at the 256
no,
North?
It's 265.
Two.
Is it 256?
56.
That explains it.
You've been eating at 265 this whole time?
I went next door.
Plaza Tequila Bar and Grill on Washington Street.
We have one of those?
The drawing board? You like the drawing? I love the drawing board.
I have not been to the drawing board.
Oh, it's delicious.
Oh, I got to go. Well, wait a minute. Right after Slam Burger.
And yeah, Ray's, you've been to Ray's, right? Ray's Deli and Tavern.
Oh, the kids used to go there after high school, after school.
Yeah, right by the junior high. Yeah. Graffiti, I know you like the graffiti.
Love the graffiti. We had our Christmas party there a couple of years ago.
Quinoa Cucina Peruviana.
So a lot of restaurants in Petaluma, oddly enough, take Zapper.
Right. There's and then now we've gotten to Rohnert Park and Cotati and Santa Rosa. And there's a lot of places that I'm assuming in San Francisco, too. I don't know. Check where you live for the Zapper and just put it on your phone so you can zap and then you can get discounts. You know, it's kind of like a restaurant card. I'm sure like Facebook.
I'm a little distracted by Slam Burger right now. Oh man, that looks good.
It's really delicious.
Oh baby.
I know. I shouldn't have mentioned this at 11 o'clock when you're about to head into another
show.
And
I'm fasting.
So that's my app cap. What's your app cap?
What? Slam Burger. Oh no, it's not. Actually, this is something I trot out every holiday season because it's so much fun, and it's been around forever and ever and ever. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Can you tell me? Because I know.
Jib Jab.
Oh, yeah. Jib Jab is, how long have they been around? I think it goes back to Elf Christmas, right?
It goes back to our Tech TV days.
Yeah.
I mean, so that was years ago.
But they're really great for the iPhone because they have a messages capability, so you could put Jib Jab messages in there. Now, the free stuff is limited, and you can see, this is for Henry's birthday. I decided to, so what you do is you take a picture, and you could put that picture into animated GIFs or even parties, right? Let's see here. First of all, I can change the picture. I have a lot of different people, but you know who I don't have? Whose face I don't have in here?
Me.
Little Megan Maroney. So I'm going to get, first of all, I'll show you. You can snap a selfie. Probably should take the hat off. I'll snap a selfie. Fill the oval with your face. And then you line up the eyes and you line up the mouth. And you could choose what kind of hair outline, or head outline, because as you could see, you want it to kind of sort of match. Now it matches. Now I'm in these, but let's get you in these too. I'm going to add another face. So let's, Megan, could you get in there and be, there you go. That's good. That's good. I like it. Okay. And we'll line up the eyes and you can expand Megan because her head is so small.
Mm-hmm.
You can expand her. And then I think hair-wise, let's give you some hair. All right. Now, the reason you might want, of course, you can use her by herself as a reindeer. You could be the Macarena reindeer. You don't have to log in because it doesn't know I'm me. It doesn't know Leo's here, baby. So let me log into this really. I thought I was a member. I do not have a member. Well, this is the negative, $3 a month.
How come I'm, maybe I'm a member because I'm able to be in. I'm tweeting right now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if, you know, I'm going to do it just real quickly because I must have canceled my, it renews every month. $3 a month, I admit, not great. But then you get all of the extra little features. So I am now one of them.
It's so extra.
So now let's look at, I could send an e-card. How about a Christmas e-card, right? Santa's Twerk Shop. I think you should be in Santa's Twerk Shop. Let's just see what that looks like. Megan Maroney in Santa's Twerk Shop. Yeah, that's for you. So I could put both of us in there.
Yes,
how about that? So let's make an e-card. So we can have different casts, right? By the way, they want to have your mouth because you're going to sing too here. Yeah. That's really weird looking, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Now we're cooking with gas. Okay. Make it talk. I'll put me in there, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. We got to make me talk too. Let's get the lip and then the middle of the mouth so that, I should have shown some upper teeth. Well, I'll be gumming it. And then I have other members of my family that I could add to this. Let's see. Who else should I have in there? John, you want to be in this picture? I should. Mm-hmm. You could take from your existing photos. You know what? Let's not. Let's just watch the e-card with just you. Oh, you have to cast all the roles. Well, guess what? You and I will be all the stars.
Wait, how come you get three and I only get two?
Let's put Megan in. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Santa's workshop. It's a holiday extravaganza. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's kind of humiliating.
I don't know. It's really no worse than anything else we've done on this.
It's kind of fun when you get everybody in there. Rocking around the Christmas tree. Let's make it a holiday. So we're gonna just say two people, you and me. We're gonna rock. You ready to do that?
Mm-hmm.
You can send this as e-cards. They also, as I said, you can put it in your messages. How about this one? This goes way back to. See, I got to do my mouth better because it's got a little. Oh, isn't that fun? Look at that.
That is really fun.
Yeah, worth $3 a month, I say. No? John says no. It's worth it for the annoyance factor, frankly. It'll tell you. See the dollar signs? Those are the ones you have to be members of. Mm-hmm. They have New Year, Hanukkah, birthdays, dances.
I just sent you one.
You just sent me one?
Yeah.
Let's show you what it looks like in the messages because that's kind of fun. So she just sent me. She's doing a little weightlifting. Chippendales. This is the chip. Chippendales, Megan. So that's fun, right?
Yeah.
And you get that in your messages. I did this so that I would have that for my son's birthday, but I think it's really fun now that thank you. Blow up the Chippendale, Megan. Now that the holidays are here, what you could do, I have to say, is just pay for it for a month and then just make sure you go in. It's so easy to cancel subscriptions mm-hmm. in iTunes. Just go in and cancel it. So you can also add the Jib Jab camera app so that you can, just make every picture. Well, I think I should do that. Let's get the Jib Jab camera app. That sounds like fun. Make every picture a special occasion. Here, we're going to download that real quickly. This is something new. Stickers, GIFs, and NFL dances. You know, they now allow a celebration in the NFL. Should I make you a fan?
Sure.
So JJ Camera, Jib Jab Camera would like access. Okay. So, I'm not going to have it. Snap a photo or hold for a video. So let me get Megan Maroney in my photo. So look at, well.
What if I had like a really angry face on?
Well, that would be bad.
Okay.
No, I don't know. Snap a photo or hold for video. This is augmented reality, baby. So do some stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. Okay. Now, I can, this is kind of like Snapchat in a way, right? So she's digging it. She's digging it. I can change, I don't know. I could do, no, that's existing ones. Okay. So I'm going to download that, and I'm saving it to the camera roll. I don't know what's going to happen. I've not used this. And I can send it to you. I can airdrop it to you. Well, let's do some other. Oh, wait a minute. Let's make you a sticker. Can I make you a sticker? What can I do with you?
What can I do with that?
It says augmented reality. Oh, entering. I neglected to enter augmented reality.
Oh, no.
So now let's enter augmented reality. I don't know what's going to change. Do I have to choose? I could change the background color. Okay. Entering augmented reality. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. Okay. I don't know what's happening. What's happening? It doesn't make any sense.
Every Tuesday morning between 9 and 11:30.
Really? Is that? Okay. Okay, good. I'm done. All right. Now. Okay. There we go. And now I am, I don't know what I needed you for. I am now. Oh. I am now a little. Okay, now I could put this in you.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, where did I go? Am I only on the table?
Is that me or you?
Let me move this here. Oh, it's doing something weird. I don't want it to do that. I want to be a little imp dancing on your shoulder.
Oh.
Anyway, I could do that. Okay. I don't know why. I guess I could do it here.
I don't be careful about sending these in the workplace, I would advise you.
Or the twerk place, as we call it around here. Yeah. So anyway, that's kind of fun too. So once you're a Jib Jab member, all this
I just sent another one.
You sent me another one?
Yeah.
Okay. Heed your own advice there. Okay. There you go.
Oh,
it's fun,
gracious.
Isn't it? I have to say, I think it's worth $3 a month worth of fun.
Yeah, those were all the ones I sent were you all free.
Yeah. Jib Jab.
Mm-hmm.
Jib Jab.
I mean, they're free. I didn't pay for them, but I think they will come as a cost.
There will be a cost. So I didn't know about the camera. So they now have a camera. And once you subscribe, you get all of this. And you can do. I will do some jib jabbing this day and mm-hmm. send you all sorts of strange messages.
All right. You took off your hat before the show.
Well, I had to for jib jab purposes.
Oh, okay.
Put yours back on.
All right. Now the show's over.
Oh, thanks for joining us.
Yes.
We do this show every two. Yeah, we decided not to throw the hats. We're going to do kisses.
But we're not, yeah. Do you have anything? Twit.tv/iOS, Megan at twit.tv. Subscribe to the show.
Please do. And mm-hmm. You can do that at the website or use your favorite podcast mm-hmm. application. Subscribe mm-hmm. there. iOS Today is the name of the show. We do. If you want to watch live, you can at twit.tv/live. Join us 9 a.m. Pacific time. That's noon Eastern time, 1700 UTC every Tuesday. We will be here next week.
But yes.
At some point, Christmas will happen. We'll be here for the next 2 weeks. And then we recorded yesterday a very special episode for December 26th. We call it not Boxing Day, but Unboxing Day. Mm-hmm. We'll show you how to set up all your new toys and have Chinese food.
Next week, your mom is going to be here.
Oh, mom next week.
So you'll be better behaved.
She's very nervous. She asked me to send her all the fan mail she got from her last appearance to give her confidence.
Okay. I got a lot of it, so I'll.
I did too. So please, let's get it all to mom, mm-hmm. and I'll package that up with a little jib jab video of you doing something, and we'll send it to mom. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next Tuesday on. We're gonna do the kiss. iOS Today. Mwah!
iOS. So those of you listening, we kissed our hands and blew the kiss. You didn't see.
Oh, is that Russell Brand?
That's Jon Snow, remember?
Oh, Jon Snow wearing an IKEA rug.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Goodness gracious.
Let it snow. I get it. Jon Snow Christmas tree.